Greetings. Today I'm in Angola, Africa. I had a wonderful time last week in Portugal in a gathering of pastors and leaders for a few days. My son Jonathan was with me as well. Holy Spirit did wonderful things. I've had a great weekend with many of my connections here in Angola. The presence of Holy Spirit was wonderful and powerful at CCVA Kwanzaa Church. I have a full week of leaders' gatherings, and I know that God is going to do good things. We will no doubt experience many comings of Jesus in our midst this week. I believe in the return of Jesus, but the fullness of his return will come in like manner as he went. I don't know what the physical return of Christ looks like. I believe it will be much different than we expect. I do know he was taken in the cloud in bodily form. He will return in the cloud and in bodily form. I believe this includes the increasing testimony of his glory in his body here upon the earth. I believe there is an increasing process of his glory until the power of his life and the power of his resurrection become so great in the church that neither he nor the church can be separated in any way any longer. A great translation will take place from that which is corruptible to that which is totally incorruptible. Death will be fully swallowed up by the resurrection force of life. The power that was seen in Enoch's walk with God will be seen in the church as she walked with God in the fullness of the increasing power of his grace. The testimony of his coming in the cloud can be seen clearly in the synthesis of Scripture. This term has been used many times to describe the coming of the Lord. He has come many times and in many ways to his people. It is proven in biblical history that when he comes, it is good news for the righteous, but destruction for the wicked. This term is not a term that is limited to the second coming of the Lord. It is a term that has been used for many times of his coming in the history of mankind. I believe the point of any second coming of the Lord is the full culminating testimony of all of his coming. I also believe the value of that second coming can be seen in his continued appearing in our lives as a life-giving spirit. His appearing in our lives gives us salvation in every aspect of our lives. We must remember that Thessalonians was one of the first written letters of the Apostle Paul. It was written somewhere between AD 53 and AD 62. Its content was relevant to the recipients of the letter. It was a letter of encouragement to a church facing difficult times. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 and 14. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. These two verses of Scripture confirm the power of the first resurrection for all of those who sleep prior to the full culmination of all things in Christ. The power of the first resurrection guarantees the glory of the second resurrection, John 5:24, 1 John 3:14, and Revelation 2:11. The second resurrection will be the total translation of the physical body to that which is incorruptible, 1 Corinthians 15:52. The Bible teaches us that all believers in Christ have passed from death to life. In Christ we have been justified to live, 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. We were in bondage, but Jesus made us free. Even as it was a shadow in the life of Joseph, who was in the pit, in the prison of darkness, but was brought back to life by the power of God's deliverance. Just as Isaac was justified to live by Abraham's faith, we are justified to live through a first resurrection in Christ. Romans 5:9 through 17. Jesus has judged sin so that we might live our lives empowered by the life-giving desires of his Holy Spirit. His sacrifice for our sins was merely the entrance for us to know him in his salvation. Jesus told his disciples that he would come to them again after his resurrection. This was not just his physical appearance to them after he rose from the dead. It was a coming to them in a way that would exceed how they had known him while he was physically with them in their world. This was not merely a future event of a second coming of Jesus, but a coming that is increasingly experienced by all who receive his death upon the cross, that they might find his presence in the throne room of grace. Hebrews 9:26-28. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, Once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. Jesus has put away sin, and he empowers us to live free from the power of sin through our relationship with him as members of the body of Christ. Jesus reconciled us to our Heavenly Father. He came so we could see who God really is and who we are meant to be. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.